This seems to me to be a pretty substantial change in our management of the lottery in Maryland. We've put in a lot of law and regulation to oversee the activities of the lottery administrators. And I'd like to understand better from the floor leader what hearings have been conducted. What do we know about their plan to allow people to buy lottery tickets in their home? I mean, maybe I just missed it, but has the committee really thoroughly vetted this with the administrator of the lottery and knows what we're getting into?
Yeah. They plan to do a consultant study. Can you hear? And determine what the best way to implement it is.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? When you started, it was not...
They plan to do a consultant study, and they did a report last year and submitted it to the General Assembly. I can get a copy of that to you. But they plan to engage a consultant and come up with the best way to implement this. They're looking at what other states have already done.
But if they're still in the process of developing a plan, if we adopt this amendment, they'll be able to proceed directly with the implementation of the plan without having it come back to you to make sure it's what you know what we and you want to do with this program.
No.
And there's a lot of things to be concerned about with online sales of any gambling article.
You're right. But currently, they would have to come back to us to – right now they can't even do the consultant study that would require them to implement this plan.
Well, maybe we should just authorize them to do a consulting study and make sure it comes back to the committee, and then you can see the results and make a public policy decision whether we want to do this as opposed to giving them a blank check, because that's what I think this amendment does, is lets them go without any further, you know, requirement that they come back to the General Assembly.
Yeah, I don't believe this gives them a blank check at all.
Well, do they have to come back here before they implement their plan based on the consulting study?
They will have to go through AELR to begin to implement any plan that they come up with.
Well, with all due respect, then I think that would be a no. I mean, if you can just go to AELR and that's the last visit to the legislature, that's the same as coming to this floor.
AELR will develop a reg as they normally do. This just simply doesn't stop the whole process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Baltimore County.
Floor leader. Was there any discussion about minors being able to use this on the Internet?
Yes.
Tell me how that's going to work.
Well, they would have to go to the retailers, and currently what the lottery does is you have to show an ID to ensure that you're not a minor to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. I happen to agree with the gentleman from Montgomery County. This is a major change to retailers that are lottery agents today. It's going to stop a lot of foot traffic through the places to buy other things, whatever, beer or snacks, whatever it is. I think that and the gentleman from Anne Arundel also said that this is a major change. You know, this is not a minor change. This is a major change for small business people. And, Mr. Speaker, are we going to take a vote on this? Can we take a vote on this bill?
Yes.
On this amendment?
Yes, if you
okay.
want.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
That's why we're here. Gentlelady from Hartford.
Thank you. Would the floor leader yield for a quick question? Forgive me if you answered it in the last question, but how will the Internet server, not really the server, but the seller of these tickets, verify ID?
You have to go to a retailer, like a 7-Eleven. You have to purchase the card the same way you do a lottery ticket. I've never purchased a lottery ticket, but I think you have to show ID to do that.
And the legal age is 18 or is it 21?
I think it's 18.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from Hartford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to say I think that we have too much gambling in the state of Maryland. And I'm against online gambling, and I don't want to give other people a reason to waste their money on gambling when they could, may need to use it somewhere else. And I just want to encourage everybody just to vote no on this amendment. I just think this just goes way too far. So I would just encourage you to vote no. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from Carroll County.
I just have a very quick question of the floor leader. We were talking about they can't use credit cards to buy these online.
No.
But they go and get a gift card?
Yes.
From the retailer?
From the retailer.
Can they, and I'm not trying to make a joke, I mean, can they buy the gift card with a credit card?
I think you can purchase anything at the 7-Eleven. I'm not sure
okay.
if you can buy, it's the same way you buy lottery tickets.
Okay. I've never actually bought one, right. so I'm sorry.
Sorry, me either.
I feel very strong, this seems, and I'm sure, I assume this is not the intention, but it feels to me like kind of a backdoor approach to online gaming, which I believe it could be a pretty corrosive thing for our state. So I'm going to vote against this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
It's cash only, I believe, on lottery purchase, so you cannot use a credit card.